You would, you can go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Matthew chapter 22. You probably noticed on the podium on your way in that there is another survey of sorts there. You're probably getting tired of those, but I would just ask that you would please fill that out. Everyone that is a Christian here, every member, young and old, would you please fill out one of those, and you will help me out and hopefully help out the congregation by doing so. Well, we're continuing our study of Jesus. And we've looked at his nature as both God and man. We've looked at his character as a human man on earth, how he lived, how he dealt with people, how he served God on a daily basis. And I'd like to talk to you today about his message, the things that Jesus preached. And as I was thinking about all the things that Jesus taught and looking through the scriptures, I continually came back to one central message that Jesus taught. In Matthew 22, look with me in verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered themselves together, one of them a lawyer. Asked him a question, testing him. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him in verse 37, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend the whole law and the prophets. Love God and love all people. If you want to know, if you want to get to the heart of what Jesus taught, what he was striving to get people to do, it's to love God with everything that you have and to love all people. Now, in Luke chapter 10, it talks about an occasion, maybe the same occasion, I don't know, where he taught this. And one, the scriptures say, trying to justify himself, said, who is my neighbor? And then he told him a parable that he didn't like very much. One that we often call the Good Samaritan. Taught that he needed to love someone that this person would, that the Jews despised. Love God and love all people. Who is your neighbor? Every single person that you come into contact with. That's who your neighbor is. And I think if we were honest, that most often it is a lack of love, not knowledge of the scriptures, but a lack of love at the root of all of our sin. Yes, we need knowledge, but there are so many things that we have problems with, that I have problems with, that I know exactly what the Bible says about it, but that doesn't change my actions, because I can have knowledge of what God says about something, but if I don't love him with everything that I am, I'm not going to change. And if I don't love people, what God says my relationships with other people should be, it's not going to change. A lack of love is the reason we sometimes choose to go fishing or golfing or camping or to a sports event instead of worship. A lack of love is the reason we fight and bite at other Christians. A lack of love is the reason we fail to share the gospel with others. Many Christians struggle with pornography But not because they don't know what the Bible says about it or how God thinks about it. But it's because they love it and that instant gratification more than God. We husbands don't love our wives as we should because we love ourselves more. Wives do not submit to their husbands and respect them as they should because they are unwilling to submit to God. A lack of love is the reason children do not obey their parents. It is the reason we do not spend more time together as Christians. It is the reason we do not study the Bible or pray very often. A lack of love is often the reason people, maybe even us, believe false teaching. A lack of love is the reason our careers are more important than God and our families. It is the reason we spend more money on stuff for us than work in the kingdom. It is the reason we do not stop to help someone in trouble. It is the reason we do not dress or talk the way that we should. Although we have been baptized, because we do not love God and people to the extent that Jesus did, many of us in this room will spend an eternity in hell without God because of a lack of love for God and people. Would you turn with me to Mark chapter 12? Mark chapter 12 and verse 28. I'm only saying these things because I recognize how important I need to understand this lesson and how much my lack of love for God and lack of love for other people has caused me to become a miserable failure in God's eyes. Mark 12 and verse 28. One of the scribes came and heard them arguing, and recognizing that he had answered them well, that is Jesus, asked him, "What commandment is the foremost of all?" Jesus answered, "The foremost is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these." The scribe said to him, "Right, teacher, you have truly stated that he is one and there is no one else besides him. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the strength and to love one's neighbor as himself is much more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he had answered them intelligently, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." After that, no one would venture to ask him any more questions. Truly, to love God and to love people is the central message that Christ came to teach. And I can't tell you in what way you personally are failing to love God with everything that you have. And I can't tell you personally in what way you're failing to love other people in the way that we should. But I know the ways that I fail to love God. I know what I put as more important than God. And I know the many times that I fail to love people in the way that I should, in the way that Jesus did. And so if we honestly examine ourselves, we'll recognize where we fail. And we need to understand that love is a choice. The very fact that Jesus said, "Love the Lord your God, love your neighbor as yourself," tells us that it's a choice that we make. We love God because He first loved us. Are we going to change? Are we going to love God with everything that we are? Are we going to start to love our neighbor as ourselves? Only we can decide. That's what Jesus came to tell us.